All right, everybody, let's dive into something that you might not think is all that exciting. Trailer loading. You know, I know you're thinking like, oh man, this could be a little dry, a little boring, like reading the instruction manual. But trust me on this one. This is knowledge that can literally save your vehicle, save your stuff, maybe even prevent like a highway mishap.
For sure.
We're diving into a guide today that is all about the hidden science, the hidden logic of how to get this right.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is way more than just tossing stuff in the back.
Right.
You know, improper loading can turn a simple trip into a real dangerous situation. And we've all seen those trailers out there,
Yeah.
the ones that are like just wobbling down the road.
Oh, yeah. White knuckling it, just hoping you get to the next exit.
Exactly.
So, anybody who's planning a move, hauling gear, even just like hitching up the camper for a weekend trip, this is the deep dive for you.
Totally.
Let's talk about the big one first.
Okay.
Weight distribution.
Ah, yes. Weight distribution. This is the foundation
Yeah.
of a smooth and safe towing experience.
I love you.
So imagine this. You've got your trailer all packed up, you hit the highway, and all of a sudden the whole thing starts swaying
Oh, yeah.
back and forth like a metronome gone wild.
Okay.
That's probably a weight distribution issue.
Got it.
And that's how those accidents happen.
So the guide emphasizes this 60-40 rule, right?
Yes.
60% of the cargo weight in the front half of the trailer.
Yeah.
But how do you actually do that? It's
Right.
not like trailers come with like scales.
It's a great question. So it really is all about strategy.
Okay.
It's about placement. So you want to think of it like you're putting together a puzzle,
Okay.
and your heavier items, those need to go towards the front of the trailer. So
All right.
closer to the hitch, you know, things like appliances or furniture.
Makes sense.
Then you can start to use lighter items
Got it.
to kind of fill in the space around those heavier items as you go towards the back. And that way you can ensure that 60-40 balance.
Okay, so it's not just cramming everything in.
No.
It's about being really intentional about
Yeah.
where things are going.
It's all about strategy.
Now, the guide also mentioned something about tongue weight.
Yes.
What is that?
So tongue weight, that's the downward force
Okay.
that the trailer tongue puts on the hitch of your vehicle.
Okay.
And you want to aim for about 10-15% of your total trailer weight
Right.
to be on the tongue,
Yeah.
and that's going to give you the best stability.
Okay.
If you have too little tongue weight, that's when you start to get that sway.
Yeah.
But if you have too much, you could overload the rear axle of your vehicle, and that's going to impact your steering and your braking.
Interesting. So
Yeah.
it's like this delicate balance.
It is.
All right, so we've got the weight distributed.
Okay.
Let's talk about securing the load.
Right.
Full disclosure,
Yeah.
I once lost half my camping gear on the highway
Oh no.
because I thought a couple bungee cords would do the trick.
Yeah.
Learned a very hard lesson about the power of inertia that day.
We've all had those oops moments.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. Inertia is not something to mess with.
That's a powerful force.
So think about it like this. You're driving down the road, you have to slam on your brakes suddenly.
Right.
Everything inside that trailer wants to keep moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
So using good tie downs is really important, non-negotiable.
So the guide seems to be a big fan of ratchet straps, ropes, cargo nets.
Yes.
Are there times when, like, one is better than the other?
Absolutely.
Like, would you use a ratchet strap to tie down a kayak?
I would definitely use a ratchet strap for a kayak.
Okay.
Ratchet straps are great for those heavier items, things
Oh.
that are more rigid, you know, that really need to be cinched down.
Got it.
Furniture, appliances, kayaks,
Okay.
ropes are good for more irregularly shaped items.
Yeah.
You can get a really good custom fit, you know,
Makes sense.
tie knots at certain points.
So, like, if you had like a weird shaped piece of furniture or something.
Exactly. And cargo nets are good for keeping those loose items from bouncing around.
So, like, if you had like a bunch of boxes or camping gear.
Yes, exactly.
So, it's about picking the right tool for the job.
Absolutely.
Now, the guide also touches on different types of trailers
Right.
and how that can impact the loading strategy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like enclosed trailers versus open trailers.
That's a great point. So, an enclosed trailer is great because it protects your stuff from the elements, keeps everything hidden,
Right.
but you really want to make sure you pack things in there nice and tight.
So they don't shift around.
Exactly. You don't want anything moving around.
What about an open trailer?
So, with an open trailer, you've got wind resistance to think about.
Okay.
So, you'll need to use those heavier tarps and think about where you're putting your tie downs.
So things don't become airborne.
Exactly.
I hadn't thought about that. It's easy to get so caught up
Yeah.
in just like securing each item. You forget to think about how the trailer itself
Right.
is going to interact with the elements.
Totally. Yeah.
What about different types of cargo? Does the guide give any specific tips for different different types of cargo?
They do. So, for example, if you're hauling something that's top heavy,
okay,
like let's say you have a stack of plywood,
right,
you'll want to use some extra support beams or braces to keep that from tipping over.
Interesting.
And if you're hauling something that's delicate, you know, like antiques or artwork,
yeah,
padding and cushioning is essential.
So it doesn't get damaged.
Yeah.
It's a whole other level of strategy.
It is.
Any other like hidden gems in the guide?
Oh, there are so many good ones.
Yeah.
One thing that really surprised me was the importance of properly inflated tires.
Okay.
Seems obvious, but underinflated tires can cause swaying.
Oh, wow.
And they can reduce your braking efficiency.
Huh.
And the guide also really stresses knowing your vehicle's towing capacity.
Right.
Because pushing it beyond that limit can strain your engine, could damage your transmission.
All right. So to recap, we've got strategic weight distribution.
Mm-hmm.
We've got securing the load against the force of inertia. We got to adapt our approach.
Yeah.
To different trailers, different cargo.
Right.
And check those tire pressures.
Yeah.
And our towing capacity.
It's a lot more to it than you think.
Trailer loading is a lot more nuanced than I thought.
It really is, but with a little knowledge and a little planning, you can go from trailer novice to confident and safe hauler.
I like it. All right, so for a deeper dive into all the specifics, be sure to check out the full guide.
Absolutely.
And remember, safety comes first.
Always.
But here's something to think about. Think about all those trailers you see on the road every day.
Yeah.
How might their loading or lack thereof impact not only the driver,
right,
but everybody else around them?
It's a good question.
Food for thought. Until next time.
Yeah, see you then.
Take care.
Bye.